$2 billion. That's how much a U.S. Supreme Court ruling today may cost Washington state. The outcome of the long-running court battle between 21 tribes in Washington means the state will have to fix its salmon-blocking road culverts. Alicia O'Neill reports for EarthFix.
Culverts are the pipes and tunnels that carry streams under roads. If they're designed poorly, they can block salmon from swimming to habitat upstream. Only 8 justices heard the case because Justice Anthony Kennedy recused himself. The vote was a tie, so the Ninth Circuit Court ruling that Washington must fix its culverts stands. Bobby Anderson's a professor of Native American law at the University of Washington.
It's a tremendous win for the tribes and the fisheries in the Pacific Northwest. And as for its broader ramifications, if there's another case involving habitat protection, the Supreme Court could revisit the issue.
Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson said in a statement that, quote, "It is unfortunate that Washington state taxpayers will be shouldering all the responsibility for the federal government's faulty culvert design." I'm Alicia O'Neill reporting.